I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Justice comes slowly in the West Bank. That's according to a new European Union study of Palestinian criminal courts. But there's another justice system there, the Islamic or Sharia court. And for the first time, a female judge has been appointed to preside over the religious court. Correspondent Iris Mackler went to Ramallah to meet the new judge.
At the Islamic courthouse, also known as the Sharia court, the call to prayer from the mosque across the street is often heard during proceedings. From next month, there'll be a new voice in this courtroom, that of a woman judge. Palestinian lawyer Khulud Al-Fakih this month sat a four-hour written exam followed by a grueling oral exam. Most candidates failed, but Khulud, a mother of three small children, passed with distinction. She says she's thrilled to become the first female judge in this court.
To me, it's a victory for women, for Islam, because we are accused all the time of conservatism, of extremism. I want to show the world that Islam is not conservative, it's not extreme, it's not racist.
She will preside over a low-tech courtroom. There are no computers or even typewriters. Every order the judge makes is written out by hand. But the Sharia court deals with important matters. Family law, including divorce, alimony and custody of children, can only be ruled on here. For the past 6 years, Khulud has been working for a women's legal centre, representing women and children in this court. Lawyer Ala Al-Bakri taught her at law school.
Khulud will be the best judge in Palestine because she has a good experience and she deals with the problems of family for many years.
The chief judge of the Sharia court is Sheikh Taisir Tamimi. He still has to sort out important issues like what Khulud will wear, her ordinary headscarf or a large flat white hat like the male judges. It was Sheikh Taisir who encouraged women to sit the judicial exam. He also ignored pressure from other judges and even politicians not to appoint Khulud Al-Fakih.
I am very pleased and excited about the fact that women have actually participated and won, and I think they will definitely be superior in their work than men.
Why?
I think our specialization is the family, and women are more distinguished and more qualified to rule in this category than men.
But the people waiting in the courtroom corridors are not all so sure of that. As their names are called, some men say they don't like the prospect of a female judge.
I think a court is supposed to have a man, not a woman. But I have no control over the situation.
Others are more welcoming.
To me, it's good. To me, it's a normal situation. And the reason why I say this is that women these days are educated. And in addition to that, I think she would have more compassion for the person than a man.
Khulud herself is aware of these conflicting opinions and the strain they will add to the difficult job of being a judge.
There are people from my colleagues who are very supportive, and there are judges that are supportive. There are employees here in this court that are supportive, and there are employees that are still in shock over it. Some people think that maybe the Chief Justice took this decision in a rushed manner. Some people are very contemptuous of it and very unhappy about it. To me, it is a challenge.
But Khulud Al-Fakih is quietly confident and hopes she will lead the way for other women. For The World, I'm Iris Mackler, Ramallah Sharia Court.